testing is coming through the right ways.
Testes, testes, 1, 2, 3.
1, 2, 3? I miss Beavis and Butthead.
Me too. It was a good show.
All right, you ready to go?
Yeah, I'm ready. I've been ready.
Welcome to the Loud Neighbors Podcast. I'm your host, Zoopity Doo,
with Weenie in the Butt.
God damn it. I'm Trevor. I'm here with Colin.
What's up?
Why hasn't some local news station or like radio station, I mean, accidentally heard this garbage and then been like, hey, you guys are funnier than Todd and Tyler for an hour a week?
Right.
Want to do this for 5 hours every morning for like $100,000 a year? And I'd be like, of course.
Do I?
You wouldn't.
Would I?
Like, even if we crashed and burned in the first year, we'd have a guaranteed contract for at least $100,000 for a year.
I mean, I guess that's true.
You wouldn't do this for that kind
of
money?
I make half of that and really enjoy what I'm doing, though. So
yeah, but like you go from like 5 till 8, so you'd have time to wrap it up and then go do the job you like. And
I guess that's true. I could.
So you'd be making like $150,000 a year.
Yeah.
To hang out with me, buddy.
Oh, fuck. Never mind. Now let's go back to not wanting to do that.
Yeah, that's...
Well, the once a week is fine.
Yeah, that's fair.
Can we just do a weekend show?
Yeah, I wonder if those exist. But still $100,000 a
year. I don't think we're that funny, but we are funnier than them. I don't get it.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I didn't say we were funny. I said we were funnier than Todd and Tyler.
I don't get why so many people listen to them.
Because they're the only one on.
Just don't listen to them.
But they're the only thing on.
No. Just don't listen to anything.
Ah. Yeah, listen to something.
They're fucking awful.
Even I listen to it like on my drive home at least one day a week.
No.
It's the only thing on.
Podcasts.
Well,
you need to upgrade your stereo in your car, buddy.
I have a little thing that plugs in so you can Bluetooth the phone to the radio, like a little radio broadcaster, but I broke it.
Oh. Well, I might have one for you soon because I'm getting a new work van, and I'm using one of those in my current work van.
Yeah.
And I won't need it in my new one.
All right. Yeah, I bought it like the cheapest one you could find, and I've had it for a few years, and it just literally fell apart.
Yeah.
Like the front plate just fell off of it, and all the buttons fell out of it. Like it still technically works, it just...
Mine's nice because it's got two nice charging ports on it.
Yeah, mine has two charging ports on it. They're not nice, they barely fucking charge.
But... Oh, that's weird.
It's a real piece of shit.
When you're buying products like that, Anker. A-N-K-E-R.
Okay. I just bought the cheapest one at Walmart.
Pretty good quality and pretty cheap.
So, you know, that's how it goes. Well, I can't talk about the only thing I did this week.
I want to know. Did you enjoy it?
Do you really want to know?
Like, honestly. Not like, did you enjoy it in a Star Wars sense? No. I mean, even then, it doesn't matter. Did you like the movie?
I did.
It wasn't a dumpster fire like a lot of people are saying?
I don't think so.
Okay.
You
just need to kind of stew on it a bit?
Yeah. Do you want some spoiler-free takes?
Sure.
The opening of it is kind of frantic because he spends the first, I'd say, 20 or 30 minutes of the movie fixing all of the things Rian Johnson fucked up.
Oh, in the last movie?
In the last movie.
I read something about that. Oh, it's J.J. Abrams again, isn't it?
Yeah.
Oh.
So it's J.J. Abrams like, no, I had all these ideas, and then the entire Rian Johnson movie was like, nah, all of J.J. Abrams, like literally the whole movie was like, nah, everything he said doesn't matter.
And so, we're going to be super woke SJWs.
Yeah, and so this movie was just like, no, all that shit actually still mattered.
Oh. Huh, interesting.
Yeah. So...
It's so fucking weird, especially with a company like Disney. Like, get your shit together, maybe.
For the fact that they spent the last 20 years interweaving all of these Marvel movies, like, almost perfectly.
Right.
To not be able to get these three movies...
A single fucking franchise in...
Onto the same page is really weird. But he doesn't... Like, it's... There's a lot going on in that first 20 or 30 minutes because he's, like, basically rewriting... Like, he's basically reshooting the second movie.
Gotcha.
But I think it works.
Okay.
And I enjoyed everything. I enjoyed it. Okay. I liked it.
I get to go see it, and then I found out I get to go see it at the Alamo. The one in Midtown, which I've never been to. So wait, I don't know if they still have...
There's an Alamo in Midtown?
Yeah, it used to be a Marcus.
Oh.
Now it's an Alamo.
Maybe it'll have good seats then.
I don't know, because the Marcus had fucking computer chairs, which was awful.
Oh. Never mind.
So I don't know if they've upgraded. I would hope they upgraded those.
Well...
Because they were the fucking literal worst. It was the worst movie theater experience. I think that's where I saw the last Star Wars movie.
Okay.
It was fucking horrible.
The Alamo Draft House down in...
is also terrible.
I hate its chairs. They're the fucking
clink,
worst.
Clink, clink,
clink. Also, yeah, all the people eating bar food. Mimsy fucking loves that.
But nobody
theater.
Talks.
Yeah.
Right. Okay, so my movie can't be distracted. It's only distracted by people talking.
Yeah, not by people's munching on fucking bar food, like,
and waiters and waitresses. Can I take your order?
Yeah,
right running back your fucking ear,
running back and forth in front of the thing.
It's so fucking irritating.
I fucking hate Alamo Draft Houses.
The food's not even that good.
I just went up here to see it to the Oakview. And
do they fix their seats there? They get new seats?
I don't know about every theater. The theater I was in had really weird recliners. Oh, like really? They only half recline.
They still reclined though?
Yeah, they recline.
Okay.
But they like half recline. It's weird.
Hmm. It's a weird thing. Like
they're comfortable.
I'm afraid to try movie theaters. Like I'm afraid I'm going to get one of the ones where they have this just shitty old seats where the seat backs kind of tilt back a little bit.
No, they have recliners in every theater up there, but some of them are like full recliners and some of them are... So the theater we saw it in up there, they have one of the new Dolby, like super Dolby theaters.
With all the Atmos?
With all the Atmos and apparently a subwoofer under every single seat.
Mm-hmm.
So like...
You know you could do that in your home, right?
Yeah, but... I don't know how much longer that building is going to be standing.
It'll be fine.
Because it was like an earthquake for every sound. It was awesome for Star Wars. Let me tell you, for a movie like Star Wars, where so much shit is blowing up and fucking gunfires, having everything that happens in the movie, like literally shake, like...
Yeah.
Incredibly shake the entire theater was kind of dope, but at a certain, like when it's opening up and going through all the shit, me and April are just like, this is a bit much. The whole fucking building is just going to crumble down on itself at one point.
Bass transducers are kind of sweet.
It was a dope ass experience for Star Wars. I don't think I would want to see like a rom-com there.
No,
but, wherever. But, you know, you get my point. But I enjoyed it.
Yeah, good.
And nobody talked in my theater. It was weird, even without all the stupid rules and bartenders.
I mean, I think for the most part people don't, but it also depends on the movie you go see.
There was, that's probably true.
Like, I mean, if you're going to see fucking the new Madea movie.
I don't know what you're implying with that, but I'm just going to step away from it. There's a guy sitting next to me.
I mean,
I'm just going to right past that one. when I sat down, there's a guy sitting next to me with his family who was you ever met a loud dad?
Yes.
Who thinks all of his jokes are the funniest thing ever, and he doesn't have an inside voice.
Mm-hmm.
So I was sitting next to one of those.
I met one of those people who was like that before he became a dad and is just like that still.
All right.
You know who.
Do I?
Yes.
Okay. Anyway, he's one of those guys, and he's like fucking with his kid the whole fucking before the previews even start, like body slamming his kid into the chair and just... I'm like, oh, this is going to be a nightmare. But then, like, as soon as the movie started, boom, the whole family piped shut. So it's like, all right, good for you. You got your fun out. All right, I have no problem with anything you did. But the weird thing was halfway through the movie, like, he got up a few times to go refill the popcorn because they had a big old bowl of popcorn for, like, their fucking eight people, however many kids they had with them. But, like, halfway through the movie, he got up again and then just never came back. I thought that was weird. Like, okay. Like, I kept, like... Every few minutes, like, that guy still didn't come back. Wonder if he died. I don't know. But his family just sat there watching the rest of the movie. He was just gone.
No big deal.
Thought that was strange.
Maybe he got sick.
Maybe. But yeah, otherwise.
Maybe he had a mistress in another theater.
Yeah, that was actually my first thought. I'm like, I wonder if he's just sneaking out to like, all right, my wife is going to be distracted by this movie for like an hour and a half. That's just enough time. We'll meet in the parking lot, bang one out real quick.
Yeah, buddy.
I'll tell her I had to go. I
had to poop my brains out.
Yeah, that's it.
Couldn't get off the toilet. And that's the one excuse you'd use.
Yeah, right? Makes sense to me. Anyway, fuck Alamo Drafthouse.
Yeah, I'm not excited about that. I found out that's where we're going. And I'm like, oof, is it too late to
why are you going there?
I didn't choose where it was. I was just...
Who did?
Her sister. Apparently they like that place. And I'm like, why?
Colin, next time a Star Wars comes out, you can come with me instead of them.
I mean, that's probably not more...
Yeah,
I'll just make Doria buy the tickets because she only buys tickets at places that she knows I'll enjoy.
Oh, there you go.
Because, you know.
Because she's not a fuck up.
She doesn't even like the Alamo Draft House.
No,
why didn't you ask this?
Yeah, I don't understand why anybody does. Mimsy, write in and tell us why you like the worst fucking theater in the city. Because it doesn't make sense to me because
also,
the seats are uncomfortable.
Also,
the food
have
stinks.
You been to the one in Midtown? Well, that's going to be too late. I'll find out before she writes in.
Yeah.
So fuck. Never mind.
It doesn't matter because the one by the fucking
Cabela's
is just as bad. If it's just terrible. I don't want people running around and smelling like fucking chili fries. It's
stupid.
Ugh. And talking.
Yeah, at least with like the other theaters where they have the whole meal thing, they do it before the movie starts, and then it's done.
Then it's done.
You don't have fucking. Oh, do you need a new drink? Yeah. That's the other thing is people. Getting drunk at a movie. I'm like, well.
Yeah. No talking unless you're taking orders. Like, well, that's more talking than if it was just people talking in the theater.
Right.
Idiots. Goddamn, why are you so bad at this?
Movie theaters are stupid. I mean, we're getting to the point where they're obsolete, dude.
I mean, we got to that point like 15
you can buy years a 75-inch television for under $1,000 now.
Oh, isn't that crazy?
What the fuck? Fuck
that's
movie theaters.
Fucking nuts.
Don't need them.
I'm gonna when I finish redoing my basement, I'm just gonna put speakers under whatever couch I put down there. So
don't put speakers. You can get tactile transducers, like bass transducers. They're not expensive.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Whatever those things are,
you can get bass shakers for
bass transducers. Look at this fucking smarty pants over here. Fuck you.
I mean,
you think just because you got a new job, you can fucking talk down to me about speakers? I think I know what is a speaker. Dickhead.
Oh, I've known about these things for years, though.
So have I, because they sold video gaming chairs that have them built into them. Yep. So
Parts Express has sold bass shakers for a long time.
They're called like ass blasters or something.
That's a great, great name.
What's funny is I'm only like half joking. They're actually called something like that.
Yeah, I'm sure they are. I didn't do a whole fucking lot. I wanted to... Did I talk? I talked about that. I got a new guitar.
Yeah, you learned to play anything yet?
No. Nope.
You learned to play Mary Had a Little Lamb?
Absolutely not. I sold my tube amplifier that I had restored. I took that down to the guy in Beatrice yesterday. So I'm like, well, here.
Bianca's and Beatrices are known for wet and mattresses.
Yeah. and also, I was at a client's house, and the lady was like, yeah, she wanted me to go look at this old stereo equipment she had in her basement. She had this big pair of speakers, and I was like, ooh, those are worth some money.
A big pair of speakers?
No.
Oh.
I was like, those are worth some money.
Yeah.
And she's like, yeah, they were my husband's. None of my kids want them. I was like, I bet I know somebody who would buy those from you. So I got them sold for within 2 days.
Nice.
I ended up making about $200 on the deal myself.
Jesus.
I mean, I sold them to the guy that I took the amp to. So, you know, he paid me some extra money to bring them down. And she paid me some extra money to fucking get them out of her basement and sell them for her.
Goddamn, they must have been some expensive fucking speakers.
He paid $1,000. He paid her $900 for them.
Got it.
And yeah, so.
Nice.
Yep.
That's not a bad deal.
Fuck no, it ain't.
For you, I mean.
Right.
Like, I don't know.
I mean, I was already heading down there, so it was fucking great. Then we came back, stopped in Lincoln. I spent about $60 on beef jerky.
Yeah.
Well, no, I didn't. Doria bought some of that. I stopped at a Oh yeah, we got Vietnamese food, which was gross. Delicious. It's, I'm telling you, dude, I think you'd actually enjoy it.
Grass out of the yard.
It's not so good. Not at all what I had.
Yum. There's still a little bit of dirt on this piece of grass. Nope. That's how you get that's what they put on there instead of spices, is a little bit of dirt is still on the
literally
grass.
What I get is a bed of rice.
Yeah, a bed of grass.
It's
some dandelions breast, for color.
Grilled pork. Some weird meatloaf. I don't dare ask what's in it because I will not eat it if I do.
Oh, it's dog.
Probably.
Because it's literally dog.
There's probably mushroom, a little bit of dog in there.
Yeah.
I don't know which is worse.
Dog feces because it's grass from the yard.
Whatever. It's delicious.
Uh-huh.
And carrots and radishes.
Like a goddamn cow. You want to go just gnaw on my yard for a while? I need to mow.
And it's literally
there's some leaves out there for flavoring.
April, I need you to go eat this place and tell him that he's stupid and an idiot.
Just go out there and eat some grass, Colin. It's delicious.
Yeah, well, it's not.
I know. I know it's not. Thank you for finally admitting it. I win. I am the winner. I'm taking my victory.
That's not what it is.
I am the winner, my friends. And I'll keep on winning.
You know what? You know what they do have on some of their food that's disgusting is bean sprouts.
Oh,
it tastes like crunchy dirt. It's awful.
Everything they have tastes like crunchy dirt.
That's not true.
Ugh.
It's because you don't eat it.
Gross. That's yes. That's why I don't eat it.
No. Anyway. Whatever.
What's funny is I probably actually ate a bunch of fucking Vietnamese food recently because we had a potluck at work.
There you go. Their egg rolls are also pretty fucking good.
I don't think anybody brought egg rolls this time.
That's stupid.
Yeah, they usually
Fong's
do.
Fong's mom's egg rolls? Fucking
they brought these dumpling smash. Things. I don't remember what they were called. Some kind of dumplings.
Yeah.
Everybody was very excited about them. Oh, no, those might have been... Those might not have been Vietnamese. They might have been Nepalese or Philippine. They might have been Filipino. One of those. Look, man, my building is like fucking more diverse than the United Nations. I can't fucking keep all the ethnic food straight. Most of it's pretty fucking good, though. I love our potlucks because
except when the Africans bring in shit, then you just avoid it. And see, it's not so much, it's not that their food is disgusting.
It's that they don't wash their hands.
Yes. And like one time they did a potluck at my building and somebody just brought in a whole ass fish and people were just digging in and grabbing pieces out with their hand. I'm like, nope, not any of that. Nope.
Yeah.
With the head still on it. What the fuck?
Hey, man.
Bring in some chips, dude. Hey. Fucking Jesus.
Hey. Apparently
somebody wanted it.
So don't shit on them.
I will shit on them because they shit on their hands and ate fish with it.
All right. That's enough. Goddamn. Anyway, the potluck was delicious.
Yes. Then we stopped on the way back. We stopped at the antique mall between Omaha and Lincoln and Ashland.
I've never been there.
It's kind of neat.
Is it all right?
Yeah. It's fun to walk around and look at shit. There was one, I didn't get it because it was beat to shit.
Yeah.
There was a cardboard Michael Keaton Batman cutout.
Nice.
But he was like missing like half of his legs. And,
oh, yeah. That's.
Yeah. I'm like, that's fucking stupid.
You can probably get one of those.
And they still wanted $6 for it. I'm like, really?
You could probably get one for $20 off of fucking Amazon.
Right.
Right now.
So I'm like,
because pop culture, the whole front of their store is lined with those kinds of cardboard cutouts. I'm like, are those for sale? They're like, no. You can just get them on Amazon, though. I'm like, oh.
Yeah.
Dope. Because they have a fucking Adam West Batman that I'm kind of, I want to put in that corner.
Of course. Yeah, the thing about antique stores or malls is you'll walk around, there's different vendors.
Yeah.
And you will see a variety of thought processes that go into some of the prices you see on shit. Like I was at one, I bought records from the same vendor before.
Yeah.
I bought a Culture Club record for $3.
Okay.
And two other just bad 80s fucking synth pop like that.
So the best music.
$4 total. And then I'm over at another one. I'm like, oh, they got records too. I'm flipping through, and it's like a Paul Anka record and shit you've never heard of that like your grandparents probably fucking listened to. $10, $20.
Nice.
Anything, if it was actual like rock and roll from the 70s, $40. Like,
that's funny.
Who's fucking, whoever buys these?
Probably nobody.
Nobody does.
Well, I bet some idiots do.
But the fucking... That can't fucking make it worth it, though.
I mean, it
they
must.
Can't have too many fucking idiots there walking around, especially if they go to that one.
Colin,
and
there's
then
a million
continue,
people in this city.
Continue walking around and get to that other vendor who has good prices and good records.
Yeah.
There's no way they're like, well, I'm just going to buy this one anyway. I got it first. I don't want to go put it back.
Like, I don't know, man. I go to the one downtown that, what's it called? Fucking.
Imaginarium. Imaginarium.
And it's like that. It's the same way. Yep. The shit's all over the place, but like, there's just like a Simpsons corner and everything's like $1,000.
Yeah.
I'm like,
nobody's buying this.
Pop Culture Exchange has all this shit for like free. They're like just giving it away. What how are you still in business?
Again, there's a reason Pop Culture Exchange is doing as well as they are.
Yeah.
Because he doesn't price things fucking outrageously.
Yeah.
I went there for to go buy my brother his Christmas present, my younger brother. Youngest brother. Just got my gift card.
Yeah.
So I'm like, yeah.
I need to get, if you're ever in there and you see, you know, the old, like the early 90s wrestler toys, like the cartoony plastic ones that all have like one move they can do.
Yeah.
If you ever see the Rowdy Roddy Piper, get me that for me. Cause they have one in every now and then, but by the time I get there, it's like
gone.
Yeah. It's, they sell through quick. They're always on like $5 or $10, but I'll pay you back.
Okay. Okay.
They had a Metal Gear toy on the shelf in their pictures. So, like, I went in during lunch on Friday. I'm like, well, there's something in there that says Metal Gear. I better go make sure it's not one I have. It was one I have.
Of course it was.
I was bummed.
Nerd.
But.
Double nerd.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. There's a new line. I don't know how new it is. Of Ninja Turtles that are based off the 80s cartoon.
Yeah.
Well, they look really fucking good. They're like $30 a pop, though.
I probably have ones that look as good. Have you seen my 80s cartoon ones?
I don't think you do.
I do.
These ones are like...
So are mine. I'll show you them after we record.
Okay.
They're not as good as my movie ones, which are perfect.
Oh, my God. Did you get those? Did you get all of those?
Yeah.
Oh, fucking jealous. Did you, have you gotten the Splinter?
They made a Splinter?
Yep.
I have not. I didn't know they made a Splinter.
GameStop. You can get it off their website. It's like... I think that's $30 too.
Yeah. Well, I guess I'll be seeing if any of those are sold out.
There's like a fucking four pack for $100. It's Splinter, Shredder. Fuck, I can't remember what else is there. I think some Foot Clan.
Well, I guess I'm stopping by GameStop on my way to work. We need to wrap
this. Just look online.
We need to wrap this up, B. You can't order that shit online. It's all store exclusives, and it's all sold out at most stores. That's why I had to drive to two stores in Lincoln to get my Ninja Turtles.
Gotcha.
God damn it. The only other option was Fremont.
So, all right. I got a couple of stories.
All right. Story time.
Saw a picture today. It's, I think this popped up last year, I believe. And it's a family. The guy's holding a sign that says peace on earth.
Ugh.
His kid's giving a thumbs up.
Gross.
And his wife and daughters are all
miserable,
tied up by Christmas lights with duct tape on their face.
All right, I'm on board.
It's kind of it's a dumb boomer joke.
I'm back on board. That's funny.
Holy fuck.
Yeah.
can you guess what kind of response that got?
I bet everybody understood that it was a joke and thought it was hilarious.
Nope, not a single person, actually.
What?
I mean, he basically, they took it all serious. I'm pretty sure so CPS got called on him. And he's a rapist now. And
of course he is.
Yeah. I'm like, well, and I also recently, speaking of jokes that people don't understand what a joke is.
Yeah.
Ricky Gervais made a joke about trans people, apparently.
Oh, I like this. This is going to lead into all of my stuff.
And he's in big trouble.
Oh, no.
Because he made a joke about trans people, and he's like, guys, it's a joke.
Hey, Ricky Gervais. Like,
you don't have a problem when I talk shit about, you know, Christians.
Hey, Ricky Gervais, maybe you picked the wrong side, dipshit.
Yeah. No, he didn't pick the wrong side.
Hashtag Trump 2020.
I will give him this. He is definitely a First Amendment kind of guy, even though he's British.
Yeah.
Like, while he disagrees with and is shitty towards people because they have different beliefs, he doesn't ever say that they shouldn't be able to have those.
Right, right.
He just calls them stupid, which that's I'm fair. Fine with, because yeah. that's what we do.
Yeah.
Even though he's a cunt.
Even though, yeah, Ricky Gervais is still a cunt.
Still a cunt.
Speaking out about trans people in England, J.K. Rowling, you may have heard of her. She's an author. Wrote a couple books.
Did she make those books about the kid who's a wizard? They weren't real popular.
Yeah. J.K. Rowling is now public enemy number one.
Yeah.
Because she is a TERF, a trans exclusionary radical feminist, because she defended a transphobic woman. Let me start at the beginning of this story. How about that?
Wait, are you saying transphobic woman with air quotes around it? Is that what we're saying?
It took me a long time to figure this one out because there was a woman in England mm-hmm. named Maya Forstater. She was a tax something or other over in London. Sure. She made a tweet, an anti-trans tweet, a transphobic tweet. And got fired from her job for being transphobic.
She's lucky she didn't go to jail in England.
Yes, she is. She sued to try to get her job back, and the judge said she has views that are not worthy of respect in a democratic society.
What? That's not how democratic societies work, you dumb fuck. Holy shit, that judge should be fucking hung. Hanged judge.
Here's what the judge said. It is a core component of her belief that she will refer to a person by the sex she considered appropriate, even if it violates their dignity or creates an intimidating, degrading, humiliating, or offensive environment, he continued. The approach is not worthy of respect in a democratic society.
Ugh.
It took me forever to find the tweets that got her in so much trouble.
Oh, boy.
And
here they come. I bet they're real spicy meatballs.
It might take me forever to find them again because no article quotes her.
Well, because
every article quotes J.K. Rowling.
Boy, I wonder why no article's quoting her. Is it because mm-hmm. her tweets aren't very, they're not as spicy as people made them out to be?
Every single article, instead of quoting her, come on, load up, you piece of shit.
They quote
page.
The racist,
They quote J.K. Rowling, who says this, and this is what J.K. Rowling is in trouble for. Dress however you please. Call yourself whatever you like. Sleep with any consenting adult who will have you. Well, first of all, that's, you got to include people who want to fuck children now because they're part of the LGBTQP now.
No, it's MAP.
Sorry. LGBTQ MAP. Live your best life in peace and security, but force women out of their jobs for stating that sex is real? Question mark. I stand with Maya. This is not a drill.
Yeah, good for her.
All right. I went through about 20 fucking articles about this that were all just about J.K. Rowling standing up for
her. Trying to find these tweets.
Trying to find these tweets. And I don't know if I ever found them. I found this big article here that the original lady... Okay, here's her tweets. UK government consultation on reforming the Gender Recognition Act proposes to dramatically change the scope of the law from requiring medical diagnosis of gender dysphoria for change of sex on birth certificate to using the basis of self-identification. So basically, they pass a new law where you can just say whatever you want on your ID.
You don't need a diagnosis to say you have this.
Yeah. Maya says, I share the concerns of at Fair Play Women that radically expanding the legal definition of women so that it can include both males and females makes it a meaningless concept and will undermine women's rights and protections for vulnerable women and girls.
Yep.
Some transgender people have cosmetic surgery, but most retain their birth genitals. Everyone's equality and safety should be protected, but women and girls lose out on privacy, safety, and fairness if males are allowed into changing rooms, dormitories, prisons, or sports teams.
Yep.
Read the Fair Play for Women Guide to Consultation here, and then she gives a link to...
I don't understand what the problem with her post is, with her tweet. That's a really long tweet, though.
It was a chain of tweets.
Okay.
And that's what she got fired for.
Oh, man. Having an opinion?
For saying that, hey, maybe we shouldn't be sticking trans women into women's prison where they're going to... Maybe we shouldn't find a guy who's raping women and then during his trial transition so he can continue raping women in prison. Right. A real thing that really happened. Yeah. Maybe we should be concerned about that kind of stuff is all she was suggesting.
No, can't be concerned about that, Trevor.
It's all she was suggesting. So she is now persona non grata. She's not allowed to have a job. She's not allowed to... Having that opinion,
I would hire her if I had a business to hire somebody in just for that.
And
somebody will give her a job because fuck that shit. It's what's crazy. What I fucking love. So I don't know if you paid attention, but the Britain had some elections last week, and the Labour Party was supposed to.
Just sweep.
Sweep it.
A blue tide, as they say.
They got fucking obliterated.
Yeah, weird how that happens.
By Boris Johnson's party. Bojo, the guy who's a bigot, a racist, and all these other things because he's not...
I hope somebody tells him about this judge and they fucking oust this judge.
Oh, my God. I think it's funny. I also... I'm like, man, this might be just telling for the next election here in the U.S., guys.
You think?
Maybe you should, I don't know, maybe not be doing some fucking... I saw a thing, Tulsi Gabbard.
Yeah.
They did the vote, the congressional vote for impeachment.
Yeah.
She voted present.
Strategically kind of brilliant, but backfires in the media.
Yeah. And I've heard a lot of people like, what a coward. She didn't vote anything. Well, no,
it was stupid.
Basically what she was saying is she didn't think either side presented a good enough fucking argument to prove yes or no.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm fine with that.
Yep.
I'm fine with her choice. It's weird. Most of the time when she fucking does something, I sit there. I'm like, that's a little odd. So I go and figure out.
Yeah, go actually figure out what her mindset was instead of just throwing.
She's kind of a smart person.
Imagine that. Well, that's why they. That's why the left buried her. They can't have somebody fucking.
No, they buried her because she went against Hillary, the Hillary fucking smart train. Yeah, so that was a thing.
I saw a meme the other day.
Yeah, I got this. Oh. Is this the one you sent me?
No. I saw a different meme.
Oh.
That was...
Did you send that to me before I posted it?
Yes.
Before you saw that I posted it? Because I posted it before you sent it.
I don't think you did.
I did.
I don't think so.
I posted it like 2 hours before that.
I don't think you did.
The House is going to impeach @real Donald Trump, something we've known for weeks. The Senate won't, something we've known for weeks. In spite of this, millions of people are still watching the news coverage. This is how you explain pro wrestling to someone.
Yep.
Hashtag kayfabe.
Yep.
Yeah.
No, I saw one that was just like, it was Donald Trump with a word bubble that said, I got impeached for embarrassing Hillary Clinton. And then behind it was Bill Clinton and with a word bubble that said, me too.
That's pretty good.
I laughed.
What the fuck was I gonna? Shit. God damn it. I just had something I thought of and I forgot now.
Anyway, yeah, so that's my trans politics for the day. If you suggest that maybe there's some safety concerns about men punching women in the face in combat sports.
I saw this video of these two military people jousting.
Yeah.
And it was a guy and a girl. Holy fuck, dude.
Yeah.
He almost took her head off.
Yeah.
And it was pretty funny because they're equal.
Right? Uh-huh.
No. It was one of those, you watch it and you watch her, she sees him coming at him and she just froze. Like, you're here prepared to go into a sort of combat with this guy and that's your reaction. It's just go and get knocked the fuck down.
Yeah.
Beautiful. It's perfect.
Like, duh.
Yes, I know duh.
Duh.
That's the point.
Duh.
Duh.
Duh. Duh, people.
We're equal. Not. We're different.
Here's a headline on a completely unrelated topic. You tell me if you can figure out what's wrong with this headline.
Okay.
Found this on the Dick Show subreddit, so that should That should paint you into where we're going.
Okay.
1,500 protesters killed during Iran uprising, comma, 29 women confirmed dead. It's a weird way of saying almost 1,500 men were killed.
Yeah, that is weird.
It's a weird way of saying 1,471 men were killed.
Hmm.
29 women confirmed dead. I mean, it's some women's blog, but still.
Ah, well.
That's a weird headline.
It's what's weird to me is how
1,400 men dying is irrelevant.
No. Just how it's like any of these things when, you know, it's when black people die or when white people die and like, oh, they were white. And it's like the South African, like, who cares? They're fucking people. Isn't that all that should matter?
It is.
In the grand scheme of things, who gives a fuck if they're male or female or woman or gay or straight or fucking hairy? I don't know.
I do, Colin, because men matter. I'm sick of all this white erasure.
I mean, honestly, none of us fucking matter.
That's true. Also,
we're all just so inconsequential. But I don't understand why we pretend to hold certain things in life. Oh, that was the other story I had. So I posted a video, and it was of a couple of guys on a beach, and they were pulling a stingray.
Oh, yeah.
And the crowd surrounding them were a bunch of women.
Mm-hmm.
All going, what are you doing? Put it back! Mm-hmm. And fucking, like, pushing, trying to take the guy's fishing rod, all this. So, and then...
Because he was just torturing the animal for no reason,
just doing it for the fuck of it.
Yeah, they're just like, oh, here's an animal. Let's poke it with a stick.
Let's run into the ocean, which you can't see the floor of, and yank a stingray out. That's what they did. That's what they were doing.
For funsies.
Yeah, for funsies. Well, it turns out he hooked the stingray.
Oh.
And he has a rule, which is a good one because it's bad to do the otherwise.
Yeah.
Is he never leaves a leader or a hook in a fish.
Yeah.
So he makes sure he can land the fish and get the hook out. Prevent it from dying.
Sure.
And instead of people sit going, hey, what's going on here?
Yeah.
And finding out what these guys were doing.
No, they instantly attack.
Which seems a little weird. Yeah. But yeah, they instantly attack. I'm like, oh, that's a perfect analog to the internet.
Yeah.
And what happens on there when people see a story about something.
Uh-huh.
And their knee-jerk reactions to it.
Yep.
That's just great.
Good job.
It's great.
Good job, idiots.
Fucking dumb.
Nailed it. Nailed it again. Damn. Nailed it again.
Ugh.
I don't know. I've got other stories in here, but they're all so old now that they don't matter. Elizabeth Banks made a Charlie's Angels movie a few weeks ago.
Yeah, I heard that was a dumpster shit fire.
No, it's just because men don't go see female-led action films.
None of the chicks are hot.
Elizabeth Banks suggests her Charlie's Bomb Angels box. First of all, the chick who played Jasmine's pretty hot. But other than that.
Yeah.
Elizabeth Banks suggests her Charlie's Angels box office bomb is because men don't go see female-led action movies.
Not true. Yeah, I think we did talk about that because...
Wonder Woman?
Well, not just, she's like, not Wonder just Woman's Wonder Woman, Kill movie. Bill.
Oh, yeah. Kill Bill. Well, those are traditionally men's movies, so they don't count.
Like, they have women protagonists, dummy.
Fucking idiot.
Fucking Christ. Also, and yeah, because... Kavarius was making the argument that the first Charlie's Angels remake in 2000 was good. I'm like, it's not a good movie.
It's not a good movie. Also, it was a fucking blockbuster, though.
It was.
Everybody went and saw it. So clearly, whatever you're saying, Elizabeth Banks, is stupid.
Well, I was just saying, why did we reboot this movie series? That was my point.
We reboot every movie series.
I know we do. Every single one.
Are you excited?
No matter if anybody wants it or not.
I like that their women reboot of... Ghostbusters didn't work, so now they're doing a children's reboot. Like, nailed it again, guys. Nailed it again.
Yep.
Way to go.
I don't get it. Just let shit die. It's fine. It's okay to let stuff fucking just fade into obscurity. It's okay. It's okay.
Yes. If you're going to make another one, at least don't Just do the thing. Just do the thing the original one did. Just do it again.
No, they have to put their own twist on things.
Put a twist on it. That's fine. But the twist doesn't have to be the core conceit of the thing.
Oh, you mean like the Kelvin Universe Star Trek movies?
Look, they're fine.
They're fine as not Star Trek movies.
They're fine Star Wars movies.
The 2009 one was okay as a Star Trek movie.
I like the third one a lot.
I have not seen that one because the second one was fucking
dumb. One was not good.
Like, why did we need a remake of The Wrath of Khan?
Because it made money.
Ah, fuck!
The third one's all right. Third one's got some politics in it, not a lot.
Yeah.
A lot of silly action. There's some great visuals in it, though.
I'm sure.
Blowing up a fleet of ships with sabotage. The song Sabotage. It's kind of awesome.
Jesus fucking
literally
Christ.
There's no hyperbole or exaggeration. They literally use the song Sabotage to blow up a bunch of these little like fucking swarm ships. So like the fucking enemies are all in these like single man like tiny crafts that swarm.
You know
like
what
bees.
Bring on the Quentin Tarantino Star Trek movie.
I'm actually
why fucking not.
Why would anybody not think that's a good idea? If anybody can write a bunch of fucking high-minded bullshit dialogue about fucking like politics, it's Quentin Tarantino, right?
Is it?
Yeah.
Is it?
Okay. Now, this isn't what will happen, but imagine if this is what will happen. Imagine if you get the Federation out of there, and it's just a bunch of Romulans talking about fucking politics and policies between them and Klingons and then going to war with the Klingons. Imagine if it's just a fucking bunch of Romulan Klingon fucking...
Are they going to change what the Klingons look like again?
Yeah, back to how they should look, which is either like Puerto Ricans or...
I was going to say either Puerto Ricans or Ruffleheads.
Ruffleheads. Goddamn.
Yeah, I don't get it. I just don't understand.
No, I don't. I got nothing else. I got some emails. You got anything else before we get into emails?
No.
All right. Let me close 100 other fucking tabs for some reason that are all still open on this thing from Pathfinder a couple weeks ago.
Nice.
Even though I didn't bring this to Pathfinder.
I still haven't talked to Grace about my leveling stuff. She was supposed to talk to me about some of that.
You need help leveling?
She was going to help me because it was going to be, I think, related to my...
Okay. Cool beans.
I have to remind her.
We got 3 emails, all from Ben.
God damn it.
Surprisingly. He's probably very mad that I shit all over the very thoughtful and generous gift he got me last week.
So have you given those or thrown those away yet?
No, they're in my car in case I ever actually use them.
You won't.
I might. They're in my car ready to be used.
You won't.
Y'all are bitching about not getting presents in jest, but I legitimately did send a gift into the show. How are the reusable bags, Trevor? He must have said that before I started talking about... Oh, here's the next email. Ignore that last email. You brought up the gift to the show later in the episode. XD, XD. Yeah, now you should maybe listen to the whole show before sending an email, idiot.
I get why people do that. Yeah. You're gonna forget what we're talking about.
Oh, just an angry rant.
Yeah.
And then oh fuck. Last one. Do not get a battery leaf blower, Colin. Gas is the only way to go.
No, it's not.
Same goes for circular saws. Gotta get the plug in.
No, you don't.
Everything else is fine. I've got battery powered everything otherwise.
See, here's the thing. When I go to a construction site and see nothing but battery powered tools, I think I'll be okay.
Battery powered circular saws?
Yes. Everything, almost everything.
Battery powered leaf blowers at a construction site?
Yeah, occasionally.
Yeah, what a dumb construction. What are they constructing? Leaf piles for children to jump in? That's not a construction site. That's some old dad building leaf piles for his stupid kid to jump in.
You're right.
Ugh. Colin, you're not a constructionist. You're just an old dad building leaf piles.
Exactly. So I don't need fucking gas powered.
I mean, we'll see. Let me know how that goes.
I might get one of that. I have a plug-in one, which is fine.
Really? Your yard is pretty big. Not as big as...
I don't blow the... I just use it for the driveway and the patios.
That's fair.
I don't fucking use it for the yard. I got a bagging mower for that.
I was going to say, once you get your battery leaf blower, let me know. We'll have a leaf blower off.
Well, I'm upgrading. I'm getting a nicer battery-powered weed whacker. String trimmer, I should say.
Yeah. I've got a gas-powered one of those, too.
I had a Black & Decker string trimmer.
Yeah.
Which was, it worked fine, but I gave it to Connor because he got the matching drill for the Black & Decker platform. So I'm like, yeah, you should have this.
So here's what we're going to do. We're going to get a pile of leaves. Mm-hmm. You're going to get your battery-powered leaf blower when you get it. I'm going to get my gas-powered leaf blower when I get it. And we're just going to stand at each other like an anime energy shot battle and see who wins the blowing the leaves at each other.
I mean, I would imagine the gas would be better.
Boom! I am the winners, my friends. But
the battery would be plenty sufficient for what I'm doing.
I'll keep on winning till the end.
There's no need for that extra power.
What?
There would be no need for it.
What happened to your giant dick? I thought you had one of those, but now you're like, there's no need for extra power.
Because I have a giant penis, Trevor. That's why.
You used to. I don't. Did you get it lopped off? You finally got circumcised?